To get started, right, children?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yes.
So we need some volunteers with some hymns. Caleb.
44.
Number 44. Into a tent where a gypsy Number 46, please. Glad number 47. Okay. When he cometh.
thinking of a verse in the book of Luke, chapter 18, with this hymn. And it says this, "And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. And Jesus called them unto him and said, Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Suffer little children to come unto me." And so the purpose of our Sunday school this morning is that you children, if you haven't come already, you'll come this morning to the Lord Jesus. Because he wants you to come. You know, there was some people that didn't want the little ones to come to the Lord. Maybe they thought they weren't important, or they weren't big enough to understand him. But the Lord Jesus said, "Oh no, bring them to me." And the Lord Jesus wants each one of you boys and girls for himself this morning. Let's have one more. Okay, Cassandra. Number 5. Let's sing the first verse and the chorus, please. Number 5. Oh, happy day,
it's my joy, son, in my Savior and my God. Well, may this world in my rejoice, and tell its raptures all around. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
Lord Jesus, we thank thee this morning that we could have these songs. Some of them we have sung many, many times, and yet they're so special to us. They're special to us because of thy love, Lord Jesus, that is special to us too. And we thank thee for each boy and girl that's here this morning. Thou dost love them far more than we do, and thy desire is to have them for thyself. And so we just pray that each boy and each girl may know for sure that they belong to thee, Lord Jesus, that they might have opened their hearts to thee, accepted thee as their precious Savior. And if there's somebody here this morning that hasn't done that yet, we pray that this morning they may accept thee, Lord Jesus, as their Savior too. And we thank thee for this little boy that we have sung about. This little boy that was dying, who had never heard how he could get to heaven. And we thank thee that he came just as he was, and then he went straightway to heaven. And we pray if there's somebody here, Lord, again, that's not saved, that they might get saved this morning in the meeting. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I want to tell you children a couple of little stories, if I can. We all like stories, don't we? Yeah, I like stories too. Helps me pay attention. So the first story is about one of my good friends that's here. And there's round, shiny things that go in a little tape player. What are they called?
CDs,
right. Thank you, Caleb. So this man makes me CDs of all the conferences from all over the place, and every so often he comes to our assembly, and Mr. Daplin hands me some CDs. And you know, that's a real spiritual help to me, because those CDs go into my truck. And in my truck I have a CD player, and I put them on my dash, and I listen to the tapes. So it may be from California, it may be from Washington, it may be from Halifax, wherever it happens to be, I listen to the meetings and I enjoy them. and I get food for my soul. Well, I was listening to a tape that I listened to one time and two times, and then I got my boys to listen to them, and then I listened to it again and again. You know why? Because I really liked one of the stories on the tape, on the CD. I'm going to try to tell you the story. It kind of touched my heart because I felt really sorry for this lady that I'm going to tell you about. So this man, Mr. Debut, when he first moved to North America, he lived with a family in Ohio. And they taught their kids at home. And one of the things that they did with their kids was they took the kids to a courthouse every year as part of their education. So they would go and sit at the back, and then the judge was at the front, and people that had done things that weren't quite right, had done things that were wrong, like maybe they went too fast, or in this case, the lady stole something. So they would sit at the back and hear what happened and what the judge would say, and the children would learn how the judicial system works, how the judge hands down a sentence, and the person has to be in jail or whatever it may be. So the day went on for this family and for Mr. Debut. And this lady got called up to stand before the judge. And this lady was a very poor lady. Her clothes were bad. And she didn't look very well kept. And if I got the story right, it was just somebody that you'd really feel sorry for. She was a poor lady. And the judge said, "I understand, lady, that you're here because you stole something. Is that right?" And she said, "Yes. I stole a bag of milk." You think, a bag of milk? Why would she steal a bag of milk? What do you think, Abby? Why would a lady steal a bag of milk from the store? Well, I'll tell you what happened. She had some children just like you. Little children. And you know, she didn't have any food for her children. And she wanted to have something for them to drink. So she didn't have any money because she was so poor. I don't know why she was so poor, but she went to the grocery store and she tried to steal a bag of milk so that her little children could have some milk to drink. Isn't that a sad story? Aren't you glad that you know where your next meal's coming from? You probably had a good breakfast this morning. We can thank the Lord for that. But this lady was so poor that she had to steal this bag of milk. And the lady said to the judge, she said, "Well, I did it for my children." And the judge, he put his head down like this. He felt so bad. But she had stolen this milk. She was in court because she got caught stealing it. And he wouldn't be a righteous judge. He wouldn't do the right thing if he just said, "Well, that's okay. You can just steal whenever you want." That doesn't work. There's consequences when we do what's wrong. So, the judge finally said, "Well, lady, the smallest charge that I can give is a fine of $200. The lady put her head down. She said, "I could never pay that. I could never pay $200. She had stolen a bag of milk that maybe cost $2 or $3 in the States. And here, she had to pay $200. She said, "I could never pay. I could never pay." She just put her head down like this. And there was quiet in the courthouse. And then the next man, who was there for a traffic violation, he had been speeding or something, he said, "Your Honor, may I say something?" And the judge says, "Yes, you can." He said, can I pay for the lady? Can I pay the $200? And everyone was quiet in the court. And the judge said, well, according to this jurisdiction, if you pay the $200, then this lady can go free. And the man said, well, I would like to pay. And so the man took $200 and he paid for that poor lady. She had said, I could never pay. We're going to talk a little bit about this morning. Let's turn to, if we have our Bibles, if you don't, you can listen well. So Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7 and verse 36. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she's a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he said, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, and she hath wiped my feet with tears, and washed my feet with tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head and with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins which are many are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, who is this that can forgive sins also? And he said to the woman, thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. So I just read a few verses from God's Word, but these verses are very important verses because they are written for each one of us, big and little. Big and little. You know, sometimes we think of these verses as being very simple, and they are very simple. But God made them very simple so that we would understand them. You know, sometimes we think we're better than other people. Is that right? That's right. Sometimes we think we're better. And this man, Simon, he thought he was better than the sinner lady. He thought he was better. So the Lord told this story about 500 pence being owed to this man, and it couldn't be paid back. And another person only owed 50. Now, how many times bigger is 500 than 50? Can somebody help me?
How many times bigger is 500 than 50? It's 10 times, right? 10 times bigger. So I want you to look up here for a minute. Now, Jordan, I need some help this morning. I know you know how to read good. So I want you to tell me how many liters that says.
55.
55 liters. Okay. Now, how about this one?
5.8.
So this is about 10 times bigger than this, right? So 10 of these would fit into one of these. So one of the people who owed this man money, he owed this much stuff. If we filled it all up. And the other person only owed this much. Now, the person, the man who was owed whatever it was, the money, he forgave both of the people. He forgave the person that owed this much, and he forgave the person that owed this much. And the Lord said to Simon, Simon, which one of those people would be the most appreciative for being forgiven? And Simon said, oh, the one that got forgiven this much. We can understand that, right? We can understand that. Now, we're going to do something else this morning. I need some people to help me. And I'm going to pass out some things. I don't have enough for everybody. Oh, this will make a start. Okay, this morning I want to talk about our sins. Do we all know what our sins are? Our sins are the things that we have done before God that aren't right. And there's lots of different ones that we can think of that we have done. We passed them all out, Ern? Thank you. Okay, and I'm going to go to Jordan first. And I'm going to get Jordan. Can you speak up, Jordan, really loud? And what does it say on your balloon?
Cheat.
And can you put that in there? Okay. Cheat. Oh, dear. Is it wrong to cheat, Jordan? Yeah. It is wrong to cheat. You know what? I've cheated. I've cheated not just once, but many times. Boys and girls, what about you? Have you ever cheated? Okay, well, we'll see. Maybe there's some people that have never cheated, but you know what? I bet most of us have cheated. Okay, now what about this girl here? What do you have on yours? What does it say? Does it say, it says bossy. Oh, dear. Have you ever been bossy? I've been bossy. Not just one time, but many times. Okay, let's put that in there. Okay. Now what about this girl here? What do you got on yours? Let's see what it says. Oh, no, it says rude. You haven't been rude ever, have you? I have been. How about you? What is your... Oh, a bully? Oh, no, you haven't been a bully, have you? I have been. Okay, let's keep going along here. What do we got next? Oh, have you ever whined? You have? Me too. Disobedient. You've been disobedient? Me too. Many times. Not just to my parents, but I've been disobedient to the Lord too. Isn't that sad? How about you? Pushing? Oh, you never did that, did you? Sorry. Have you ever pushed? I have too. Okay. And what about you, Ryder? K-
Complaining? Oh, no. What do you got? Fighting? Oh, that's not a problem at your house, is it? Oh, it is? Oh, no. At our house, too. Okay, what do we got here? Let's see. Proud? Oh, dear. I've been proud before. Boy, isn't there a lot of different sins when we think about it? What's this? Annoy? Oh, no. We've all annoyed, I think, too. Your brothers? Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Argue? Oh, you don't argue, though, don't you? Right? Where's your dad? Okay. What's this one say? Steal? Oh. Wouldn't it be terrible to steal? But we heard a story about a lady who stole a bag of milk for her little children. And we may say, well, those little children, they needed to have milk, but she did what was wrong. She stole, and that's a sin. Okay, now what do you got? Hate. Oh. Have you ever hated anybody? Oh, dear. Well, the Lord Jesus can forgive that sin, too. Cheating? Oh, boy. That's a big problem, isn't it? Okay, Abby, what do you got? Levi, what does it say? A bad word. I've said a few of those, too. You know, I'm going to tell you a story about that. One time when my brother, Rob, was over there, we were going to play hockey at a rink. And I was just a little boy your size, maybe a little bigger. And it had got kind of warm the day before, and there was a big puddle. And I was walking along, and this guy was going too fast, and I was carrying my skates and my hockey stick and my helmet. And this guy went right through a puddle right beside me and splashed me, just totally covered me in slush. I was just dripping wet like this. And I wanted to go play hockey so bad. And guess what happened? There were some bad words. The Lord Jesus forgave those. How about lying, Sam? Oh, no. Many times. Me too. And Damien, yours says grumpy. No? Okay. What have you got? Bad thoughts. Does God know our thoughts too? Wow. Boy, that doesn't make us feel too good, eh? Because we sometimes have bad thoughts. How about this fellow? What do you got? Covet? That means if somebody else gets a better Lego set than you and you want it. Uh-oh. I've been guilty of coveting too. Okay. What about stealing? Is that the next one? Okay. We wouldn't want to do that, but we've done it, haven't we? How about you, Isaac? Mock? Oh, I've done that too. Boy, I've done a lot of bad things, eh? Now, were you boys and girls thinking that you've done some of these things? We have, haven't we? Now, how about this guy over here, Polly? What do you got? Lying, another one. How come there's two of those? Is that a big problem for us? Yeah. Whoops. Boy, we're running out of room. Okay, what's this one say? Bad thoughts. More bad thoughts. Wow. And Clara, what have you got? What does it say? Betray. Oh. Betray, yeah. Who can think of a disciple that betrayed the Lord? You? Judas, yes. That was a terrible sin. That says to covet. Okay, what have we got over here? Litter. You think littering is a sin? Yeah? Because there's a sign that says, do not litter on the side of the road, and we throw stuff out the window sometimes. I don't like when people throw stuff on my front lawn, but they do. But yesterday, I got into trouble. You know why? Because I was eating an apple core, an apple, and I threw the core out the window right onto the road. That's littering. That's a sin. That's disobeying a known commandment. Okay, what does this one say? Kill? You kids have never killed anybody, have you? Have you wanted to, though? Okay, what we got here? Vandalize. Oh. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Caleb?
Destroying stuff on another person's property, like vandalism.
Wow, that's a bad thing, isn't it? Okay, what do we got here, Cassandra?
Yeah.
Selfish. Oh, that is a bad sin, isn't it? Okay, let's put all these sins up here. Oh, dear. One of the points that I wanted to make to you children is that we do a lot of sins and we don't even think about it. And we've done so many sins that it's like that bucket. They're overflowing. There's so many when we think about what we have done that's wrong. And you know, the man last night in the gospel that was telling us about the Lord and how he died on the cross and he shed his blood to wash away our sins. And perhaps there's somebody here and you've never have your sins washed away. Well, today you can have them washed away. All those things, cheating, stealing, all the things that we talked about in those, on those balloons. There's so many things that we do all the time from when we're very little. You didn't. Well, but you know what?
And when he was on top of me, Caleb.
Mm. Okay, so what we just learned from these two is that we have done things that were wrong. Okay, so you just be quiet and let me finish, okay? Okay. So in our story, we had the 500 and the 50. Now, both of these containers are very full. And, you know, that lady that Simon called a sinner, she was a sinner. But she recognized that she was a sinner. She admitted it. She owned it. And she came to the Lord Jesus who could forgive sins and had her sins forgiven. You know, that man Simon, he thought he was better. Perhaps he didn't do as many sins as that sinful lady, but you know, his bucket was full too. Just like up there, there's balloons falling out of that little bucket too. He was guilty of his sins, but he didn't think he needed to worry about his sins. And perhaps there's somebody here today and you're thinking, well, you know, I'm not too bad. I'm better than him and him and him. And those bad kids at school, I'm not as bad as them. They're really bad. They don't listen to the teacher. They disobey. They say bad words. They do all kinds of things, and I don't do that many bad things. But you do some. And when I was going through the list of things and talking to the people, you kids, most of you sort of said, huh, yeah, I had done that too. And I said, I've done that. I've done that. I've done that. And I'm like that sinner lady. Because I came to the Lord Jesus when I was a young boy, and I asked him to forgive my sins, to die for me. And I believe that when the Lord Jesus died on the cross, he paid for my sins. And I asked him to be my Savior. So my question for you this morning is, have you done that? Have you recognized that you have done some of those things? And that before God, you're guilty for your sins. And the only way to have them gone is to have the blood of the Lord Jesus wash them all away. Now, I want to tell you another story. I want to tell you a story about a little boy that was 4. And I'm going to tell you about this little boy because this little boy, he was not always very good. He did some stuff that was wrong, and he disobeyed his dad, and he also said bad things, and he had a bad spirit sometimes. And I said to him a couple of times, I said, "Would you like to accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior?" You know what he said? "No, I don't want to." And I would say to him again, "Would you like to accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior?" And he would say, "No." And this went on and on for week after week. And this boy was a bad boy. Week after week. He did things that were not right. And I asked him, I said, "Don't you want to accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior and have your sins all forgiven?" "No." One day, he did something that was very naughty. And I said to him, I said, "Well, the only way that you're ever going to be able to do good things is if you accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior. You're always going to have troubles like this. Your sins are just going to keep piling up and piling up and piling up, and you're going to have trouble after trouble after trouble until you accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior. And then He's going to give you a new life that's going to help you to do good things for Him." And I said, "Wouldn't you like to accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior?" And he said, "Yeah, I would. I would. I would like to." And you know, that little boy, he got down on his knees with his dad and his mom. I'm his dad. And he accepted the Lord Jesus as his Savior, just like that. You know, I'm sure that he's saved. You know why? Because I heard him ask the Lord Jesus to be his Savior, to forgive him all his sins, and to take him to heaven someday. Do your dad and mom, do they know if you're saved or not? If you are, why don't you tell them? Then they won't worry. They won't wonder. They'll know. If you tell them that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, that will make them so happy. And if you haven't accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior yet, why not? See that bucket? All the stuff you've done? What happens if you die or the Lord Jesus comes and you still have that bucket of sins? Then you have to pay for those sins. You remember that story I told you about the lady, and the judge said, "Your fine is $200. And she said, "I never could pay that." What about the mountain of sins that you have? You could never pay that either. And I've done a lot more than you children. I could never pay. But who paid for me? The Lord Jesus paid. Because I accepted Him as my Savior. And you know, He wants to have you today. He wants you for Himself. He loves you. He loved you enough to die for you and to take your place in the punishment that you deserved. And that man reached in his pocket and he got $200. And he put $200 down. He had to work hard for that $200. And you say, "Well, it's only $200. That's true. But it's still $200. You could buy a bike for that. You could buy something else nice. And instead of that, the man paid the fine. The lady said she could never pay. And you know, if you go to hell, you'll never finish paying either. For all eternity. For those sins that you've done. So if you are saved and you never told anybody, tell them today. So let's sing. We probably have time for a couple more. So let's sing a couple more. Sam. Number six. We'll sing the first verse and the chorus. God in mercy. Jesus did come, and the Lord Jesus did die so that our sins could be forgiven. But you know, the Lord Jesus had to be punished. And we read about that this morning, our little family. We read about how it got dark. And in those 3 hours of darkness, the Lord Jesus was punished for the sins of each person that would come to Him for forgiveness. So God is love, that's true. And that's wonderful. And He proved that by sending His Son. And the Lord Jesus proved His love by dying for us. But because God is light, our sins had to be taken care of. And the only way to do that is with the blood of the Lord Jesus. Okay, one more. Levi. 24. Number 24. Just the first verse and the chorus. We know there's a bright and a glorious home away in the heavens high, where all the redeemed shall with Jesus dwell. But will you be there and I? We thank Thee that we could have this little time together. We think of the load of our sins and how this man Simon, he could see how sinful this lady was, but he didn't really think about himself. And perhaps there's somebody here this morning that thinks they're okay. They're not as bad. They haven't done too much wrong. And yet, just like this little bucket that we have up here, the sins are flowing over the sides. And we just would pray, Lord, that Thou will help each one of us to realize that we're not better, but that we have done many, 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 many things that deserve judgment. And we thank Thee for each person in the room today whose sins have been paid for by the blood of the Lord Jesus. And we thank Thee, Lord Jesus, for coming here in Thy love, in going to the cross and suffering for us. And we thank Thee this morning, Lord Jesus, that we have the privilege to return thanks for what Thou hast done for us. And now we pray for the dear children. We pray if there's a boy or a girl who has not dealt with their sins before Thee, our God, that they will come to Thee and ask for forgiveness even now as they're sitting in the chair where they are. And perhaps there's a boy or a girl and they've never told anybody that they've accepted Thee, Lord Jesus. We pray that they might tell somebody after the meeting. And so we give thanks for this time together. Thank Thee for Thy goodness to us and Thy love, Lord Jesus. And we pray in Thy very worthy name, Lord Jesus. Amen.